Whether you're lending some cash or even just making a group purchase, what seems like a straightforward deal can lead to some big problems if you don't do it right.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Kiplinger personal finance editor Janet Bodner is here on Skype to help us out here. Great to have you back, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'm glad we're giving you the tough ones here. So, you know, a friend or family member approaches you with that request to borrow some money. How should you respond if you're not comfortable making that loan?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's an old saying that goes, and I'm paraphrasing here, don't lend money to someone unless you can actually afford to give it away, because, you know, you should expect not to get it back. And what happens if you don't get it back? So sometimes the best strategy is simply not to do it at all. Now, you know, if it's a few bucks, you know, for lunch, something like that, maybe yes. But if it's a significant sum, don't make any hasty responses. Tell your colleague or your friend or your family member that you need time to think through the decision. And if the decision is no, if you think that you're really going to be uncomfortable doing this, you just have to tell them, be upfront, and just say something like, it's my personal policy not to lend money to friends or family. So it's not personal to them. You think they're going to be a deadbeat. You just don't do it in general because you don't want to ruin the friendship. You don't want to ruin the family relationship.
Well, that could do it too. You're kind of screwed either way.
Well, yeah, but see, they've made the first, that's what happens when, you know, maybe the lesson here is don't ask to borrow the money in the first place unless you're prepared to give up the relationship, because, you know, you should expect that someone will tell you, no, I can't afford to do that now, or no, I just feel uncomfortable doing this. You know, another thing that we advise people to do is if you're really going to do this, that both of you, the borrower and the lender, should actually sign a note, a promissory note, that actually has the terms of the arrangement and how it's going to be paid back, and that you formalize it in a way. Even if it's not, you don't go through a lawyer to do this, even if you just do it between the two of you, you know, at least you're setting it up as a formal arrangement, and so there's more likelihood that the payments are going to be made on time. But even that could ruin the relationship, because you're suddenly taking a friendship or a family relationship and you're making it into a legal relationship. But, you know, it's like the old saying, neither a borrower nor a lender be.
Final 30 seconds here. We've been all in this situation where everybody, you have a group of people making a group purchase, tickets to a concert or a game. What do you do to make sure everyone pays you back?
The first thing to do is, before you even buy the tickets, find out how much it's going to be and include the fees, taxes, everything, and tell everybody. You're going to each owe $72. Is that okay? And then if they say yes, then you got to tell them up front, this is how I'd like to be repaid. Prefer I'd like cash, or I'd like a check on the day of the show, or pay me via PayPal. But set the arrangement again ahead of time so that people know they're on the hook for the cash.
All righty. Thanks so much, Janet.
My pleasure.
Kiplinger personal finance editor, Janet Bodner.